I'm Gina.
And I'm Saif. And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Welcome, everybody. We hope everybody's doing okay during this pandemic. Definitely condolences to everyone if they lost family, friends, and loved ones during this particular time. Gina, how are you doing in the crib? What's going on?
Nothing much.
What's your motto?
High and right.
Is that how you feeling today?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. What episode are we on this week?
I don't know, 22?
We're on episode 22?
Yeah.
No, we're on episode 15.
I'm getting there.
Episode 15 of the podcast. We appreciate everybody listening to us each and every week. We definitely do appreciate it. Hopefully you're out there achieving your goals if you're still furloughed or quarantined like we are. I done lost track of what day it is, what week it is, what time it is half the time.
Yep.
I feel like Andy Dufresne in this bitch. I do.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Andy. I'll take that tall sip of water in the back of the line. I can't do fucking Morgan Freeman's voice. Only Morgan Freeman could do Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, you're not close.
Yeah. Oh, Andy. Yeah, man, this quarantine has been kicking a lot of people's asses. But I've been enjoying it. Shit, I ain't had this kind of time off in my life. Fuck yeah, man.
Extended vacation.
Yeah, for real. That's what it feels like.
But relaxing vacation, not a go to vacation and then come back and then feel like you needed vacation because you spent all the time just going and going.
Yeah, basically your typical vacation is never really a vacation.
Right.
I mean, technically speaking. Yeah. But hopefully everybody's doing okay and taking advantage of this time of some of the subjects that we've been talking about this season on our podcast. When it comes to your family, when it comes to your children, when it comes to yourself too, you know, take advantage of this time to do some improving and whatever you got to do, whatever demons, and check on your skeletons in the closet too. Don't forget about them.
Yeah.
Don't forget about them either.
They will say hi right now while it's quiet.
Mm-hmm. We've also been going pretty heavy on our social media about our gardening.
Yeah.
Especially on our Instagram page at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, underscores in between each word is in our description. We decided it's like, instead of just posting clips of the podcast and stuff, we might as well just post things that we're also interested in that we always talk about each week.
Right.
And so we've been posting a lot of different plants and vegetables and everything that we're growing so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's been raining like a motherfucker this week.
Yep, and it's gonna continue.
Yep, had to move some stuff into the greenhouse so they don't get waterlogged to death.
Yeah.
Especially our cucumbers and tomatoes.
Had to get them in there.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting a little
too much water.
Drenched.
Getting too much water, man.
And it got a little cold too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this will be the last little cold Arctic blast or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
It'll be the last one we have this year.
Yeah, it did get chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and very gloomy. It's been very gloomy. But I like the gloom.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. It's relaxing.
It is nice.
It's like, don't do nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Well, you didn't have that luxury over this last weekend, really.
No.
Why?
What happened? Oh, yeah, it was Mother's Day.
Yes, it was Mother's Day, Mama's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody, by the way.
It's already past that.
Hope everybody had a good weekend.
Yeah. Me and your son conspired against you.
Yes, they did. They did. They pulled it off. Which is a shocker.
Yeah. Our son, he came up from Texas to sneak up on Mom for Mother's Day over the weekend.
He did.
Yep. We've been conspiring against you this whole time.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Talking about, Ken, call me back when Mom ain't around so we could talk about Mother's Day.
Yep.
On
and it
speaker.
Was funny, too. That morning, I told you, the thought came of me. I'm like, I haven't talked to Caleb or any of them very much all week. And I'm like, that is the strangest thing.
Yeah. Because he calls you seven like, times a day.
Right? He does. And I wasn't even getting phone calls a day at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, weird.
I knew why.
And not very much snaps either. Mm-hmm. Usually there's snap. We're all talking. I mean, all of us, we have our group snap, and we all talk and send pictures.
Because he knew not to let his location show you what he was doing.
And no, it was, I don't even look at locations half the time, so I don't know. Uh-huh. It's when I'm being nosy is when I go look at the location. Where's this little heifer?
Smoking like a true mom. So, where's my daughter at? Who house she at? Who street that is?
Screenshot in case I don't know where she went.
Mm-hmm. That's a concerned mother.
Yeah, I do. I do screenshot houses because just in case. Oh, she's partying. I don't know if she's going to come home tonight. So make sure I know where she is. Word. At least the last known address. Right, but there.
At least he knew to be slick about it, too, because he was posting that he was on his way to work and all that shit. Yeah, but really, he was just...
like, well, have a good day.
Well, really, he was at the Kansas-Oklahoma border. I'm laughing. So, he came in town.
Surprise.
Yeah, we got a clip of you as soon as it happened.
Yeah, I walked in the door. I left to go, you know, get Poppy up, and I walked in the door. And I was like, there was shopping bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
I was trying to hide
like
those.
Champs and stuff. And I'm thinking, like,
when did I go?
I'm like, thinking, you know, is Champs open? And do we have a Champs over here?
She didn't have that much time to process.
And I'm like, I'm trying to process it. And I walk and I see him, and I'm still trying to process the shopping bags. And I'm like, shopping bags. Uh-huh. There's him. Shopping bags.
Yeah.
Where did the fuck they come from? We're not open.
Knowing damn well I don't go like, to Champs and shit.
Are we really not opened? So I'm like confused as fuck.
Mm.
I didn't know what was going on.
That's why you see her big eyes on the video. If you guys check it out. It's also on our Facebook group too. It's Cypher Omni Network. But yeah, it's definitely on our Instagram. Definitely check it out, because she walked in completely surprised, and I was like, success.
Just, those bags just shocked me because I couldn't figure out.
It would have definitely gave it away if he would have left his work backpack right there in the middle of the living room like you did. I'm like, man, what are you doing?
No, because then I would have went right back outside to look for the vehicle.
He parked up the block. We knew what we was doing.
I wouldn't have came in here. I would have went straight outside. Yeah.
But yes, and you also got a gift from your little heifer.
Yes, my little heifer got me a very pretty tea mug.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is pretty.
It's glass, and it has...
the spoon is dope, too.
Ceramic flowers on it. It's extremely heavy. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it goes nice in your Gina Zerbal cave.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely goes nice in there.
I'll get some pictures up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's real pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your Mother's Day weekend and your surprise, baby.
I did. I didn't get to see my middle. But
yeah, he had to work. He had to see. He's in Texas, too.
Yeah.
Him and his brother are roommating.
Yeah, he was sad about that.
Yeah, he was upset that he couldn't be here with Mom. But it'll be his turn next time.
Yeah, he'll be back. Or I'll be down there, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
She says that in the video immediately, too.
I know.
It was kind of funny how he commented on Facebook.
Where's Kyle?
He was like, notice how she's asking where her favorite child is.
Yes.
That's our kids. Way to go, Mom.
Well, I see that one.
Your 6'10" son standing there giving you a hug, and you asking where Kyle is.
Well, I'm seeing him in the flesh. I'm not seeing my other one in the flesh. So
he's 4'9", so
right.
But they look just alike. Must have been smoking weed in high school that stunted his growth.
Right. Yeah. Probably.
Well, yeah. Hopefully everybody had a great Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of tough, especially right now with social distancing and quarantining and, you know, all that going on, definitely. Yeah. So, but hopefully you got a chance to at least FaceTime your mama.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know what I mean? If your mother's still blessed to be around and be a part of your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I know that that particular holiday is especially hard on people too, if their mothers have already passed away,
right,
and stuff like that. So, condolences to you guys too, man. But long as you did something special, light a candle, smoke a blunt, pour a little liquor out for your mama. Do what you got to do, man. See, Gina would be happy with that.
Yep.
Smoke a blunt in my memory.
Right. If it's once a year, then fine, go for it. Caleb, come on.
Oh, shit, baby. So what else been going on?
Let's see.
What's been happening? Is it time for some
That one. Let's see. Oh, we'll start with Papa.
Gina's family update.
Papa finally got a hold of me. I answered.
Yeah. Finally answered.
And, well, he's calling me from the other number.
Oh, yeah, he slipped up and called you from his,
no.
Smuggled in cell phone?
Okay, no. The smuggled cell phone, he says he gave back because he ran out of minutes. And
oh, and it wasn't free no more?
And, yeah. And he didn't have any money, so it wasn't going to work. I said, okay. And he says, but can you get me some garden tools? He said, you know, little hand tools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I can, you know, that's no big deal. I can get you that. He said, really good ones. I said, yeah, I'll get you some really good ones because you deserve the really good ones. He says, good.
That clearance aisle.
He said, oh, okay. He said, well, I also need a chainsaw. No.
Oh, now he went up there and he went from gardening tools, hand tools to a chainsaw.
No, Papa.
Come on, man.
No, you're not getting a chainsaw.
Why not?
Well, don't you have a chainsaw? Nope, it don't work. I tried it. It didn't work. Oh. Well, can you go to Harbor Freight and get me one? Nope, Papa. Mm-mm. You're not getting a chainsaw.
Hey, keep in mind for you new listeners that are checking us out this week, her grandpa is in a facility.
Yes.
Where he can't leave. And he's wanting gardening tools and chainsaws. He also wanted some hoes and sex last week. He wanted some ass.
Goodness. He wanted, what, a ladder a couple weeks ago. I'm like, I'm not bringing you a ladder. Well, you can just do the 4-foot one. No.
He's literally in a room that he shares with somebody else. So it's
we
like,
do a step stool? No, not any size ladder. You don't need it.
He's going to keep trying to scheme. He's Mr. Schemer.
Well, they said I was physically fit. Not for a ladder.
Or a chainsaw.
Like, no.
Yep, he's always trying to scheme something.
Yeah. So that's that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm back to ignoring phone calls. I'm not getting you a goddamn chainsaw.
Come on, granddaughter, live a little.
Not happening. No.
You can get one of those little play school ones. Yeah. You can get one the little plastic tools and shit.
Right. Yeah. That'd be funny. Yeah.
What about the other side of your family?
Let's see. Poppy's doing okay. He seemed a lot happier. He talks a lot. He's still really upset for not getting his way. He doesn't understand why he's not the man of the house.
Mm-hmm. You just now figuring it out and you want a divorce after 62 years?
So he's kind of figuring out that Nano makes all the rules. And he's finding out he doesn't like this very much.
He's a little late to the party, ain't he?
Right.
Jeez. Oh, shit. He was mad as fuck. Just to kind of rewind, if you go back to last week's episode, we talked about how he got pissed off and blew up at your grandma, talking about, it's over, I'm done. And I asked you how long they've been married again, and you said 62 years. I'm like, really, fool? That ship sailed a long time ago.
Oh, Jesus.
He still want that damn radio, and you got it in the back of your car, and you bought that radio a few days ago and still haven't had the nerve to just put it in his room.
I can't. I don't want to get involved. But I feel so bad.
You're involved every day.
See, I see both sides. I mean, I watch him say, can I do this? Can I have this? No, no, no. You're crazy. No, I'm like, okay. It's in your head. Oh, okay. You know, but then I also see the other side that is just adorable. That's Poppy just gets himself in there after I get him up and it's dinner time, you know, and he wills himself in there and he's like, I want these three things and you boil them and then I can put salt and pepper on them, which
for people that don't know, dinner. He's a stroke victim. So right. He's trying to explain what he's wanting for dinner.
So
he lost some of his speech and jumbles his words. And,
right. Yeah. So it's called a special word, but I can never remember the stupid word. So what he was saying is, you know, I want some hard-boiled eggs. Mm-hmm. So Nana's like, oh, well, that's not what I had on the menu, but, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, well, do whatever. And then he's like, well, what did you want? She said, well, I wanted three hard eggs with salt and pepper on them. Mm. Me too! I was like, oh, shit.
Hell yeah. He knew what he was doing. He was smooth with that one. He was in the Easter spirit.
So, I mean, she does do, you know, get cute things and stuff, but it's just like, they bicker. Everybody bickers in that household. It's like insane.
All the time. All the damn time.
Yeah. It is crazy.
So when you go sneak the radio in and quit playing?
I can't. Well, like last night.
Because she swears she can hear. She can't.
She can't. Like last night, I stayed an extra, you know, 15 minutes. And I left my phone because I play music for him. Mm-hmm. Why I get him ready for bed and whatnot, so he can listen and he'll sing along and mm-hmm. whatnot.
Yeah, he get to jamming shit. And if I'm laying in a room with no TV, no radio, come on, man.
Yeah, it's horrible. Why do you think he dreams what he probably dreams?
Yeah, he gotta get into his own bag. He trying to get out.
So
I can't move my body like I used to, and my brain is still active, I need something to do. Shit.
Right. So I stayed an extra 15 minutes and just chit-chatted with Dad and Nano so he can listen to the music for a little bit. And then, like, today, but see, like, he gets so vivid in his dreams, he doesn't know what's real and what's not.
Right.
So, like, today I woke him up and he's like, I can't get up. Today's just not a good day. Not happening today. They were making me puke everywhere. And I'm like, what?
Who was? What was he doing?
I'm like, he's like, look, move it and you'll see. Look, move it. And I'm like, there is nothing nowhere. Mm-hmm. He's like, I was poop. You were what? I'm like, you just gave me a full-blown sentence and now you're poop.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the hell? Mm-hmm. I said, you didn't poop. He says, they were making me do it all night long, putting dog poop and something else in his mouth and making him throw up.
God dang.
And I'm
man.
Like, what?
What kind of dreams he having?
He said, so I'm not getting up. Mom! I'm like, oh, no, you don't want to.
Don't want her coming here. She's going to talk shit.
Poppy, that was a dream. Mm-hmm. And you do not want to tell that woman that dream right now, and you're not getting up. You're getting up. You got a doctor's appointment today. Yep. I'm cutting this one right now. Yep. Nope. You're getting up. And you had a dream. There is no puke. Yeah. There's no throw up. There's no poop. There's no nothing. Now you're going. You're getting up. You're going to go eat breakfast and then you're going to your doctor's appointment. Well, okay. It's like, Jesus.
You know what you got to do.
Oh, what do I got to do?
You got to give him his radio, man.
I know.
We already bought the damn thing. You might as well just put it in there.
But the problem is, the other problem's going to be, is I don't know if I'm going to be able to even find a station.
Oh, you'll find a station. We're in Kansas. There's plenty of fucking country music
stations. No, that's the problem. They play all the new country music, and he needs the classic country music. And
there's some classic stations. Mm-mm. You better go on AM.
That I did. There's not.
Mm-mm. Oh, well, we can reach out to people to see what country stations to play the classic country, the classic hits. We can find out.
Not hard to do. It doesn't play in my car.
Not hard to do. Find out who plays those classic country hits, honey.
Is that right?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. It's on an analog, so.
We can still reach out and find out. I'm sure there's some. I'm sure we got a
30-minute radius.
Yeah. I'm sure you got plenty of family and friends that know some stations.
Who knows? I don't know.
Listen to some Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We listen to a lot of those. Now Poppy's been screaming for a phone. Yep.
Yeah. I know. It happened the same day, pretty damn much.
I'm like, what? He says, well, if what happens if something happens to Mom? Well, I'm like, you both are screwed.
Way to keep it real with your grandparents, babe.
I see there's nothing you can do.
You're fucked. That's what happens.
You just have to wait till I show up.
Yep. Y'all ain't paid that monthly subscription to Life Alert and I don't know how long.
They need to get that is what they need to get.
I'm saying. That's why.
That way if something did happen, one of them, you know, they each.
Can at least hit the button.
Each can push the button for the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. Who knows?
That's it, huh?
That's it.
That's it. Me and Gina stumbled across a funny conversation today, and this part of the podcast might get serious, and I'm sure a lot of people will probably tune into this because your logic behind this had me go, you know what? Wait a minute. It's some bullshit.
My logic is bullshit. This is
fucked up. The subject came up because we've seen reports, alleged reports of Gina's wannabe baby daddy. Snoop Dogg cheating on his wife of 20 years. I'm without going into details. I don't know what that man does, what he does, what his privacy is, his business. You know, mm-hmm. I ain't trying to overstep it to that part of the fucking conversation. But Gina had the nerve to say what? What'd you have the nerve to tell me in the car? Oh, don't act like you don't remember. You just said it a couple hours ago.
Well, you know, I don't remember. You know I don't. So you have to repeat it.
Basically, what you were saying to me was, you know, when you're that type of superstar.
Yeah.
That type of rich and that type of famous. Yeah. That level of fame. You're going to trip, fall into a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
Even if you're married.
Yep.
And you said, and no offense, honey, what? You told me, if it was me, no offense, but... Don't act like you bashful.
I know, I'm not bashful, but I don't remember what it said.
But you basically said,
no offense.
You said, no offense, but I would expect you to do the same thing. I was like, what the fuck?
Yes, dear.
Just be out there just beating the bottom out of everything like Tiger Woods and shit.
No, dear. Not like that. I'm not giving you the green card.
The green light. I don't need a green card. Fuck. Anyway, so we got onto that subject.
Yeah.
And I looked at her like, man, what the fuck is you talking about? I said, oh, I see how it is. You ain't got no trust or faith in a brother, huh?
I have every faith and trust in you.
But... And I told you what she responded with. Without actually, you know, people could look it up for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People could look it up for themselves. What makes you think that just because you're famous, you're allowed to get away with that?
I'm not saying he's allowed to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's on her what she wants to do.
So what would you tell a woman right now that may have a husband that's cheating and she knows it? What would you tell her
if she decides to stay? That's her decision. If she chooses to stay, then she needs to deal with herself.
How would she do that when he's out cheating all the time?
That's his self. He obviously needs to fix his self pretty bad. Yeah.
No more. What do you mean by fixing yourself, though?
If you feel the need that you need to be doing that,
mm-hmm.
but you have somebody at home that you are supposed to love.
And be faithful to.
You need to figure that out. Because that's not love. That's not anything.
Do you think it's possible, and this is just a quick question to throw in there, do you think it's possible for people to be in love with more than one person and make it work? I mean, we see it.
Yeah, in some cases, sure it's done, you know. But I don't consider it. I mean, I think...
Because there's a lot of people out here that's got more than one family.
Right.
I mean, I know people personally that's got more than one family, literally. Like, the women know about each other, the kids, like, it is what it is. Like,
honestly, I think there's all different types of love. There's all different types of feelings of love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's to say, you know, what I feel for somebody and what I feel for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
they may be love, but they could be like different levels.
Right. There's always different levels of love
but
and appreciation.
But they need both of those levels. I don't know.
But we're talking about sexually.
That's what I said. It could be, it's the same. It could be different levels. I mean, but they like both of those levels.
All right, so what different levels of, I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say.
There's like
as far
lust,
as different levels of sexual relationships with people.
There's lust of, you know.
Oh, okay. You're talking about like.
There's all these different feelings intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know. Could be a lot of people. Oh, it was love at first sight, but you know, 20 minutes later, I can't stand to look at him. But
right.
At his first sight, you liked him.
Yeah,
you know, it. That was that a lust, or that was that
mm-hmm.
attraction at first.
Usually, a lot of times before somebody opens their mouth.
Yeah, usually.
Usually is a lot of times before they get to opening their mouth and you get to actually know who they are besides mm-hmm. looking at her fat ass and titties.
Yep.
And then it's like, God dang, she get on my fucking nerves. But yep. On the subject of cheating, though, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like, I mean, don't get it twisted. I don't feel like it's right just because you're rich and famous that it's okay for you to just go out there and do whatever the fuck
no,
you want.
No, it doesn't
do.
Matter who you are.
But you did say the world is the world and people are
it
people.
It is the way it is.
And you accuse me people straight up of people. Like, well, no offense, honey. I'm like, damn. I mean, I was like, who was that also? You was like, that applies to both of us.
It would be the same. Okay. It wouldn't be, you know, if you... Like, if you're out
mm-hmm.
doing shows
mm-hmm.
and doing things
yeah,
and we're faithful,
mm-hmm.
you are, in a sense, one with yourself. You're comfortable with yourself. You're confident. You're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're that way with me
mm-hmm.
and vice versa.
The butt's coming.
I don't think that person
mm-hmm.
being out on tour is going to go sleep with somebody else.
That type of person?
That person's not going to. A person that's arrogant, not one with themselves, not self-centered, don't care about
or self-centered, depending on how you want to flip that.
True. Not caring about consequences or anything like that, that person's going to. So, you know, it you know that person that you're with.
Mm-hmm.
You know if that person is has those demons or has those issues with themselves. That's not going to be your issue. Why would that be my issue if you feel that way about yourself? I would want to help you try to feel better about yourself and never want to put you down so you can be lifted. But why am I going to hurt myself because you are choosing the things that you're choosing to do?
That also hurts everybody else around you.
Mm-hmm.
Including, you know, your spouse or your partner or whatever situation that you're in. It's going to hurt everybody in on one level or another. Especially if you bring something back home that you didn't leave with. That or kids, having other kids with somebody else and you're in a relationship or a marriage with somebody else. Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. It's too complicated. I've always told you for years, you expensive enough. I can't afford another woman. That's not fucking happening. And I always said, too, straight up, if you feel like you have the urge to cheat or step out, then just end the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And just do what you got to do. It may seem fucked up. It may seem like, damn, you might come home one day and say, hey, you know what, Bob, we need to talk. It's over. Huh? You know, I mean, it's fucked up, but I mean, at least give that person the decency.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody can move on.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, as fucked up as that is, but at least give that person the decency to tell them, hey, you know, this ain't working. I'm going to go do what I got to do. And that's easier said than done, but you got to do that, man.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you got to at least do that. Don't let them find out. You know, just get it off your conscience before it even has a chance to even be on your conscience. That's how I look at it. If you feel like you got to move on, then move on. Just say it and then do what you got to do. But if you got kids and all that, man, good luck. More power to you. Because, yeah, man, I ain't got time for all that shit. It's hard enough trying to keep up with one woman. I don't understand these cats out here that keep up with all these women. Are you fucking nuts? There's no way in hell. I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it. If I feel like if I'm out traveling and doing work and stuff like that, and I got to bust nuts that bad, you better be ready to show your pussy on FaceTime with me, and we're going to call it a day.
Then that's how it'll be.
I'm fucking serious. I don't need no misunderstandings. I don't need any blindsided shit coming out of nowhere. I don't need no bitch popping up saying, I got your baby. No, you don't, and no, you won't.
But that's what that's the reason why I say my answer the way I say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because your choices, which that's your choice,
yeah,
to not do it that way.
Nope. Not at all. Not even now. It's not even a possibility.
It's not going to be my issue.
I'm
so
not doing none of that.
That's what
shit.
I say. If I you choose to do the other, then that's your choice.
Yeah. What did I tell you that I was listening to somebody a while back and he said something about, now if you trip and fall and land on a blowjob every once in a while, that's cool. It is what it is. My wife will be like, shit, go ahead. Why yet? And wash his clothes. That's what his wife says about it. Like, and wash his clothes while he had it too. Fuck right. It.
Go fold those, please.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, but I know when it comes to the subject of cheating too, a lot of people go into a deep, dark depression, blaming themselves a lot of times if they're the victim of the person that, or the person that's been cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I know, I honestly know me, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
In all honesty, I'd be like, okay, well, I guess it's over. That's how I'd be about it, you know, yeah. Me personally. You know, but I know a lot of people have a hard time dealing with the subject. And cheating doesn't always have to be physical. I feel like some of the worst scenarios I've seen and even dealt with personally is you may not be physically cheating with another woman, but just the fact that you might have an emotional connection with somebody else, mm-hmm. or having conversations that you should be having with your wife or your girlfriend versus that particular friend or whatever the fuck right. it is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A woman will take that a little harder than actually you just getting your dick sucked sometimes. It's yeah. like, I'd rather you would have just fucked the bitch instead of have this 6-month fucking friendship that you kept secret and didn't.
Now you should have been talking to me about.
Yeah.
Yep.
mm-hmm. What's up with that shit, man? The fellas want to know. What's up with that shit?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't have no answers on that one.
I mean, is there some merit to that? Because I feel like, you know, and not just women. I'm just speaking
in
general.
No, I think it is too.
You know, like that, just having an emotional connection with somebody could sting mm-hmm. a lot worse than just physically just mm-hmm. having a one night stand and being done with it.
Mm-hmm. I think it is too.
Why do you think so? From a woman's perspective.
Because you're investing.
Oof. Ooh, that's a scary word.
Mm-hmm. You're still
that just made me. That just gave me goosebumps the way you just looked at me and said that, because you're investing.
Mm-hmm. You're investing your time, your energy.
Ooh, not good, huh?
Wanting to get to know somebody.
Not good.
That's trying to start something new
mm-hmm.
when you already have something.
And immediately, I would think the feeling would be betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Being betrayed, and you know what? It's also happened too in instances like me personally. Yeah, I have friends that are women. Of course, I have friends that are women. But when I was younger, I wasn't smart enough and I wasn't keen enough to understand that my friendships with women
mm-hmm.
can be perceived to be more than what it is, because right. I was too young and stupid to understand and take into consideration other person's feelings about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just my friends. I could talk to my friends. Nah, player.
That's just growing up.
You know,
though.
Yeah, you know, being young and, you know, I was young and stupid and did a lot of dumb stuff too. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, feeling myself at a young age, like every young man does. They get to that early 20s thinking they all that, this, that. And then life comes at you even faster than you thought when you were 18.
Yeah.
And then when you were 21. And then, yeah. But it's easy to fall into that too. Don't be that guy or that girl or that woman or that man that's like, well, they're my friends. I can talk to them about whatever. Which is true. You can talk to your friends about whatever. But when it comes to some of those personal things and stuff like that, yeah, they may be your friend. But one of the things that I know I've always been naive about was not recognizing that, yeah, I might be friends with this person,
mm-hmm.
but your meter is telling you, oh, yeah, she's your friend, all right, because she want way more than y'all just being friends. And mm-hmm. sometimes you can overlook that, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I'm not playing naive and stupid about it. I'm just saying sometimes you can overlook that, because sometimes there's been instances where it throws you off guard, like, oh, shit, nah, it ain't, I don't want that with you, because it'll fuck up our friendship. Now, see, you done already fucked it up by even saying something.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
I had to say something.
What are you talking about? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there
we
was that
the
too.
One
yeah, well, that was that. You know how many instances? I'm a bad motherfucker. Do you know how many instances?
Well, we had one major
I'm just
incident.
Joking. And what? This. We won't even talk about that one either. We can't talk about that. We can't talk
Which
about
one?
That. You see what I'm saying? Which one? We won't talk about that. But, all right, so what particular instance are you talking about?
She worked where we would go hang out. And she was just so lovey-dovey. Just always just touching. And you need anything? You needed anything? And I'm like, something.
Well, I'm a gorgeous specimen. What do you expect to
That's
happen?
I'm sitting right next
you,
to him.
Don't you roll your eyes.
I am
at me.
Sitting right there. I like to. I'm not.
Because you're a touchy feely person,
right?
And I do.
I touch arms. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I like to.
And sometimes they give off the wrong signals.
Right, it does, especially to wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a good aura, I touch you a lot for some reason. I don't know. If you have a bad aura, I...
Don't get any ideas, fellas.
My arms are crossed. So. But anyways.
Touchy.
I said, look, I really think she's, you know, hitting on you. Or thinking this is going somewhere. Something's going on here. You were like, no.
Of course I was.
I'm like, I need you to step back.
I look at it just like a little sister. You know what I'm saying?
I need you to really step back and look. And he did. He honestly, you took my words and you did not get upset. You know, I wasn't trying. I wasn't
mad about.
I wasn't.
And I know you wasn't being jealous or nothing.
No, I was just like, oh, you might need to nip this real quick before it might get bad.
Bad how? I mean, I wasn't going to let it go nowhere. You didn't have nothing to worry about to begin with. But you wouldn't have been the issue. Spoken like a true woman.
So.
You wouldn't have been the problem.
And you did. You stepped back and you looked at the whole situation and you did see. You saw it real quick. And you nipped it.
I don't know why I wasn't looking at it like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and that wasn't the first time I've been that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until usually something happens.
Right.
Which, in this particular instance, something did happen. Mm-hmm. And I went the fuck off about it. And then it was over with after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was over with after that. But yeah, I've been in other situations where it's just like, you know, having that. No, I'm not talking about it. I'm off of this subject now. You know, as far as that incident and all that shit. But I have been in those situations where, you know, it does feel a certain way if you feel like your partner is talking to somebody else a lot more than you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you are being open and honest and asking, hey, how's your day? Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's on your mind? What's the matter? What's bothering you? You know.
Right.
And if they're not telling you and they're telling somebody else, yeah, you're going to feel a type way.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely going to feel a type way. And it took me a long time to understand that growing up, you know. And what I mean by growing up is after the age of 26, 27, 28. Right. I didn't start growing up until I was 30, in all honesty.
And things start looking a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But always just be aware of that, too. I mean, cheating can go a lot further than just being physically attracted to someone and, you know, and being in a physical relationship with somebody, mm-hmm. because it could be easier to be in a physical relationship with somebody and not have no emotional connection with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it could also be the complete opposite. You could have a complete emotional connection with somebody, but physically you ain't feeling. But I guess all of that can fall under the umbrella of cheating and infidelity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all those different types. But I've always kind of observed that the older I've gotten too, and just kind of seeing other people's situations and stuff and thinking back to some of the dumb shit I've done on how that would sting a person a lot more, just having that emotional friendship / whatever connection with somebody,
right,
without physically actually doing anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm guilty of that. I'm definitely guilty of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't get to talk to anybody, so...
Well, we talk to each other.
Yeah, we just talk to each other.
And anytime women even holler at me and hit on me or whatever, I tell you.
Yeah.
I tell you every time it happens. And mm-hmm. Well, not every time, because there's other times I be forgetting because I don't be thinking about it. I don't be caring.
I don't know. I
don't
care.
Be caring like that. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. Now, you've been in a relationship before, in a marriage of being cheated on.
Yeah.
And how did you go about handling that?
That had nothing to do with me. He was a dick, and that's what he did.
It's like that. He was a dick, and this is what it is.
Well, what was I going
to
do?
I mean, what would you tell women that to empower them that might be listening to this part, or a man listening to this part of the podcast, on how if they know that their spouse is cheating on them multiple times, how to keep themselves together and to keep themselves strong in a relationship like that.
His actions and his choices is not yours. Mm-hmm. You need to start loving yourself, get your confidence, because he ain't, you need to give it to yourself. He ain't going to give it to you, obviously. So get you. Mm-hmm.
Does that give you the green light if your spouse is cheating on you and you know it, to go out and get you some dick and pussy yourself?
No. How does that make you a better person?
Because if your spouse ain't giving you some at the crib, you know how the old saying goes. If you ain't getting it at home, you're going to get it somewhere.
Right.
Okay. Then, so wouldn't that give, wouldn't the person think that would give them the green light? Like, oh, I know this chick is out here fucking so-and-so and so-and-so. I might as well go out and get my rocks off too. Fuck it. Of course, it ends in a train wreck every fucking time that happens.
Yeah, so then why don't you just leave the relationship?
Because some people don't want to fuck up the security. Some people don't want to fuck up the money. Some people don't want to fuck up the stability that they do have with that person, which can be viewed as selfish, in a sense.
Well, then.
But at the same time, it's like the old saying goes too, it's cheaper to keep her.
Go for the train wreck. That only reflects on yourself.
Nobody Tell else. That coal miner to go ahead and keep on throwing them coals on the fire. Mm-hmm. Keep on throwing them in there. Or the coal miner, the damn train conductor. But, I mean, some people would go into it with that attitude. I would have had that attitude at a younger age.
I definitely would have had that. You know, I don't know. I would say, you know, maybe learn from all the other train wrecks and not do it and just bounce. I don't know.
Well.
I mean, because obviously, I mean, you've probably seen it over and over and over again. It don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, to me, I feel like.
Why think that you can fix something that doesn't work?
Right. And to me, I feel like if you're in that particular situation, it's probably best to just go ahead and cut your ties too. If you know for a definitive fact that your partner is cheating on you. So you could at least keep your own consciousness, keep your own conscience, you know, intact.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your own self-integrity in an important role in your life. You know, give a shit about yourself. You ain't got to stoop to that level necessarily, in my opinion. That would be me. That'd be me. I'm like, okay, I guess it's over.
Is it bettering myself or am I lowering myself? Mm-hmm. You know, is this going to, you know, be better for me in the long run? You know, everybody needs to, you know, constantly grow.
Yeah, man, you got to value
and
yourself.
That's part of growing is, okay, am I going to do the right thing for myself or am I going to keep doing these wrong things?
Mm-hmm.
And
the biggest thing is just the selfishness. Selfishness plays a big part of it to me, too. Just being selfish in the relationship to go out and do that and be that way, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't knock anybody. I'm not judging anybody for it because, like I said, I was young and I've done a lot of stupid shit too.
Yep.
I've done a lot of stupid shit and hurt some feelings. Mm-hmm. I've definitely done that too.
We've hurt some feelings together.
And together we've hurt some feelings. Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of people don't know, I was married when we met.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. A lot of people's feelings were hurt.
That's true.
So, I mean, it does go. I mean, so, yeah, people do grow. People do learn. People do a lot of things. Now, granted, people are like, ooh, see, she's pot calling the kettle black. You know, no. You know, we were pretty much over. He lived upstairs. I lived downstairs. He didn't want nothing to do with me for years. Why? I don't know. I can never understand. I always blamed myself. And technically, that's how I learned.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't me. It wasn't my fault. I can't fix everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fix everybody, but I can't fix everybody.
All right.
So
you have that.
I had to choose. About
your personality. Mm-hmm.
So I had to choose. I said, this one's not a fixer. This one's just nuts. Fuck this shit.
And, you know, the stigma does fly around, too, that, you know, if a person is cheating on somebody to be with you, more than likely they're going to cheat on you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And yes and no.
Right.
Yes and no. I don't know. That one's kind of that's a gray area to me. Because I also know other couples that were in previous relationships when they met their current mm-hmm. partner or whoever and been together for years, no problem.
Right.
You know, and that's a subject that a lot of people won't talk about either. Well, because I was, I was accused of cheating in my first marriage.
Right.
I was accused of it. And granted, yeah, my behaviors didn't exactly exhibit an innocent man. I'll put it that way, but I will be honest and I would stand true and say this. And I even said this, even in divorce court, that I haven't fucked with the bitch, haven't done this, haven't done anything with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter at that point. We're in divorce court, so it doesn't matter. We're sitting with the mediator. Right. It didn't matter at the time. It was already done. But it was the friendship and everything that I developed with that particular individual that caused a lot of problems, too.
Right.
Definitely caused a lot of problems, too. So, I mean, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect at, you know, being a partner. Nobody's perfect at being in relationships. Nobody's perfect in marriage. That's why it takes a lot of hard work and dedication from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And if both sides ain't on the same page about how hard they have to work and dedicate themselves towards their relationship, because people think, oh, you're just going to magically fall in love and then you just everything's just going to work out and everything will be okay. Nah, motherfucker.
No, it
don't work that way. It don't work that way. And sometimes when you know you're, and I know this is a buzzword that's been popular for a while, if you're in a toxic relationship or a toxic mm-hmm. environment, then yeah, you should want to remove yourself out of that mm-hmm. particular environment. You should want to do that for the betterment of yourself and or your kids.
Right.
You should definitely want to do that. But nobody's perfect at it, but you got to work hard at it, because we've also had times, of course, in our relationship, we've been together 11 years now and going on.
Yeah.
You know, going on now for 11 years, and we've had definitely our ups and downs and bumpy roads in our relationship. Mm-hmm. That's just the way, that's what's called a relationship. Mm-hmm. Everything is all good when everything's all good, but when shit get real and stuff comes up, and really, that's when your true relationship gets tested.
Yep, it does.
That's when it gets tested. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of going back to what we started alluding to last week, even though we didn't really answer the question on how we do it. This is how we do it. I mean, we just, mm-hmm. we communicate through things. And plus, it does help that we both, we're not young. I mean, we're young, but we're not mm-hmm. young in the sense of we're new out there in the world of dating. You know, we're not in our 20s by any means. Mm-hmm. Where your 20s are for fucking up, as I always say. But it did help that we both have bumped our heads and fell on our asses and been in fucked up situations, or put ourselves in fucked up situations and experiences with people to learn from, to grow from, to move on from, what you can accept, what you're not going to accept from somebody, mm-hmm. what you can't continue to do, what you need to improve on doing that are mm-hmm. positive things in yourself. And that's why I've always even been trying to encourage the kids as much as you have to, guys, slow down. Get to know yourselves for a while first.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Go out there and do some messing up, because you're going to mess up.
Yep.
You think you know certain things, but you don't. I even tell them now, they think they know now. I'm like, y'all haven't got a clue yet.
No,
have they don't. No idea yet.
It's like every day. Something new. You're learning something new.
Yeah.
Caleb, every day, I'm going to buy a car. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Impulsive nature. Yeah. It's nope. Still, you still got to get a lot of that kid out of your system. That's what I like to call it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when I was in my first marriage, I still had a lot of kid in me. I still had a lot of selfishness in me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely had a lot of that going on. And I also, you know, I was in the middle of doing a lot of stuff with my music and stuff like that. And, you know, I was getting a buzz and people was feeling my shit. And, yeah, I got to feel myself as a young man. And plus, I was selfish because of how I grew up in the past that I still have yet to talk about on our podcast yet, that I was still trying to sort out through my mind and stuff like that too, mm-hmm. that I was still confused about, that I was still, you know, back and forth about. And I was just all over the place. I just had no business basically being in the position that I put myself in even then at the time. Because I was being young, I was being too hasty, I was all that shit.
Right. Well,
that's, I'm still cute. That's, I mean, I'll give me that.
Yeah.
I'm still...
You are cute.
I'm just playing. But, you know, like I said, when it comes to the subject of cheating, there is a lot of levels to it, like you said, babe. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of variables to the situation. You just have to decide, you know, if it's worth staying or... If you can handle it, that's fine. Some people are okay with being in open relationships and stuff like that. That's fine. You know, that's good for you. That's good for mm-hmm. you. If it's good for you and it's good for them, then hey, shit, man, do what you got to do. Go ahead, girl. Get that's yours. What I said. But I can't afford it.
With yourself.
I can't afford it. I'm not doing it.
I wouldn't let you afford it.
I've done enough knucklehead shit in my life to, you know, teach me a hard lesson about some shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know, if you're in a situation right now, you know, in a relationship where you just feel like it's just not there, to me, the best thing to do is just be open about it, be honest about it. If you can't work through it at that point, then just go your separate ways, man. Mm-hmm. It don't have to be all this extra shit that it always turns into.
A lot of people try to force.
And accept that sometimes that person may not like you anymore.
Yeah, that's what I said. A lot of people try to force, you know, force things to happen or force, mm-hmm. you know, force feelings or force an outcome that won't.
Girl, he's going to come back to me. I just know it. And I ain't going to let him be with nobody else. And not, you know.
Well, it's not that. It's just like, you know, you guys, you notice that you guys are arguing and arguing and arguing and you guys can't come to agreements on anything. And, you know, everybody's slamming doors all the time. And it's just.
It's unhealthy.
If there's not a common ground of understanding of, you know, what can we do to go from here? Can we fix what's going on?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
or do we need to do something else?
Are you guys able to? Are you able to open up your heart, open up your mind?
Even if feelings get hurt, but the truth is the truth.
Tell what's actually hurting.
What's actually going on.
And what your needs are, because somebody's needs are probably not getting met, or you guys are just on
two totally different wavelengths.
Yeah, and you guys aren't meant to be together, and it's coming to a boiling point. And it's not a bad thing that you're not meant for somebody, because there is somebody that is meant for you.
And also too, while you're young in a relationship and you grow, you keep growing up, especially like I've always said, in your 20s, you're going to change every year. You're going to grow. You're going to change. That's why I always kind of discourage being in relationships with somebody too soon and or too young. Because you're going to change in 3 years. You're going to change in another 5 years. Your looks may change. Physically, you may change. Of course, mentally and emotionally, you should be aspiring to change. And you're going to, whether you want to or not. That's just part of life experiences and growing older. But everybody grows on two different wavelengths sometimes too. And sometimes being too young and inexperienced will come back to always bite you in the ass.
But the thing about it, growing with another human for the rest of your life, is that you guys are, your growing patterns are growing, like intertwining.
And the things you liked a couple years ago, you may not like anymore.
Right. But,
and that person, you know, may like it times a million now. So, I mean,
yeah, but
shit like that happens.
It's all about being selfless and supporting, and whether you like it or not. I mean, that's just what a relationship does. You support one another.
Yeah, and you can't make somebody love you.
No, you can't.
You can't make them love you, no matter how much you may love that person.
That's why I said there is lots of different levels of love.
Yeah.
And maybe that love in the beginning was just, you know.
Yeah, lust.
the last part and it went away.
Fairy tale and that honeymoon phase.
And it went away.
When that new car smell wears off.
It's not a bad thing. Yeah. I mean, you thought that person was somebody else.
Yeah. And we'll talk more on it next week. We can definitely talk on it a little bit more.
Probably not. We'll forget.
Yeah, probably. But thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Check us out on our social medias and how to reach us in our description. Babe, you want to dedicate this to somebody real quick?
I don't have anybody in mind. You just caught me off guard.
So.
No, I don't have nothing in my head.
Shout out to all the gardeners out there. We'll give them another shout out this week, huh?
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 15, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces.